But now in Christ Jesus, you who are far off came to be near by the blood of Christ Jesus. Paul was pretty clear in his reading that we heard a few moments ago that fleshly circumcision, or the lack thereof, is of really no import at all. It was not the outward act, but it was grace that was at work. Covenantal nominalism, that idea of wearing a cross and claiming to be Christian, was certainly misplaced. Nationality was not enough for, or a barrier to, salvation. It's hard for us to keep that stuff straight sometimes, isn't it? We want to take pride in our statuses as future pastors, as full-time church workers, or as even theology students, pastors, and faculty. We've all been called through God's grace in Christ to serve in whatever way that he has deemed fit, that we can serve in his kingdom in whatever capacity that we find ourselves. Pride can certainly cloud our vision. We set ourselves up sometimes as the judge and the jury over others. And all that makes us forget the cross. Pride, in fact, can cloud our vision to the point that we forget what Paul said. He said to us, therefore, remember the previous state of alienation. Without hope and without God in this world, that we have to keep in mind this state and now remember the cross. Paul is most certainly using this word remember in the Hebrew sense of zakar, which is not merely bringing something to mind, like, gents, when you get up and it's your wife's birthday and you say, happy birthday, dear, and that's it. That's not remembering. But what Paul has said, it's beyond this mental activity and bringing into a present reality that which has occurred. Remember as the Lord did his promise, that I will remember my covenant. And he did through the sending of his Son, Jesus Christ. It's this Father's act of remembering that the Son was sent and the cross became a present reality that breached that gap, removed the enmity, closed that sin-caused chasm that had alienated all mankind from their Creator. On the cross, Christ reached his outstretched arms to bridge that broken relationship between the uncircumcised, the nations of all people, that we might be called the children of God. Paul puts that whole act here and only in First Corinthians 1. He uses that word reconciliation, a restoration of that which was broken, that which was lost. That unholiness, that loss of righteousness, that right relationship with God that was torn asunder. The force of the prefix that Paul uses in that word for reconciliation indicates a return to the primal state of pre-Eden's fall by a complete change. A complete change first in God, and God not remembering. As he said, I will remember your sins no more. Because to remember those sins would mean certain death. And secondly, it means that the death and resurrection of the Son, Jesus Christ, would heal the wounds. In Christ, in the cross, is the present reality of being reconciled to the Lord fully recognized. It's at the cross that the ultimate expression of God's love is found. That is what is to be remembered by all his people. All his people, as we did just last Sunday at the All Saints Day celebration, remembering those who had gone on before in faith, that we can celebrate once again that in him and through him, making peace by the blood of the cross, do we are reconciled by all things through Jesus Christ. In Christ are the ordinances and the regulations fulfilled and then abolished, but by the holy and righteous law still holds its primary use, the accusation and the conviction to help us remember the zakar. Remembering not the shortcomings, but the reconciliation. remembering the price paid, the love shown, and surely the forgiveness that had been given as we flee back to Calvary's Hill, flee back to the cross to be drenched once again in that life-giving blood, flood of blood that was outpoured. We do that, as we remember, through font and supper, through true repentance, a change of mind, forsaking all and living anew in Jesus Christ. True life that's lived remembering the cross places love into action, as did the Savior who said, "Pick up your cross and follow me." Therefore, remember, Zakar, that which has been given freely to be freely given. All this is brought into a present reality and into action on how Paul, and this is exactly how Paul started his discourse, that you've become God's workmanship for a purpose, to do good works. Good works that were preordained in the mind of God to be zakar, to be remembered for the advancement of the kingdom. That praise and glory be given to in all things through God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Life as the reconciled in Christ brings us access to the throne of grace that is shared. Shared as the love of God at the cross is remembered, as peace is preached to all those around, to those who are close and to those who are far. The love of God at the cross is remembered as peace is offered in the same spirit of reconciliation. Yes, the love of God at the cross is remembered as peace reigns in homes, in relationships, among all, as pride is placed in the one who claimed you, the one who bought you, who rescued you, and claimed you as his own. Yes, today we celebrate in remembering in Zakar that regardless of present circumstances, you have been brought near by the blood of Christ, whose peace is constantly with you. This is the same peace that surpasses all human understanding and keeps your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.